You're listening to the audio production of Quiet Prayer, The Hidden Purpose and Power of Christian Meditation by Marie Chapin, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Lisa Wright.
Introduction. Following the death of Christ, countless men and women fled to desert areas of Palestine, Egypt, Arabia, and Persia to live devout lives of prayer without persecution. The ancient Christian tradition of meditation began with these desert mothers, ammas, and fathers, abbas, who dedicated their lives to solitude and prayer. Churches, monasteries, convents, and religious orders were eventually formed, and the tradition of solitude and meditation prevailed within their hallowed walls. Confined to the daily life of the clergy in Orthodox and Catholic religions of the East and the West, the holy practice of prayer and meditation took the major portion of each day. A popular but somewhat misleading definition of the ancient Christian meditation tradition has been that it's a discursive practice, meaning the study and pondering of the Word. The first psalm opens with, "His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law He meditates day and night," which is pondering, studying, and thinking about the words on the page. Joshua also pondered the meaning, intent, and relevance of God's word in his life, as expressed in Joshua 1:8, where he proclaims that good success and prosperity are a result of meditation. Blessed is the person who studies the word of God. Quiet prayer is non-discursive meditation. In other words, it is meditation at its deepest, most profound, wordless level. Quiet prayer Christian meditation is based on silence and stillness in the presence of God. We save pondering for our time of contemplation or Bible study. But you, when you pray, go into your room and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Matthew 6:6. Quiet prayer is a child of Father Thomas Keating's Centering Prayer Movement, of which I am a part. Quiet prayer was born through devotion and love and a longing for a Protestant perspective of our ancient heritage. Quiet prayer is contemplative prayer. Saint Teresa of Avila, born in 1515, described it this way. Contemplative prayer, in my opinion, is nothing else than a close sharing between friends. It means
sample complete. Ready to continue?